Hello, wonderful members of the Open Heart Project and of the Open Heart Project Sangha. My name is Susan Piver, in case this is your first time practicing with the Open Heart Project, and if so, a warm welcome to you. I want to take this opportunity before we begin today to just say a couple things about recent changes to the Open Heart Project. And again, if this is your first time practicing with me, we don't usually start this way. You usually go right to the instruction. But I just wanted to take this opportunity to say a couple things. First, if you are a subscriber to the free basic Open Heart Project newsletter, a billion zillion thanks to you. You will continue to get one free meditation instructional video from me per week, preceded by a short Dharma talk, exactly as always. But instead of getting two a week, you will get one. If you have recently joined the Open Heart Project Sangha, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking this step together with me. You will also get the Monday video, and I really love this because it means we will all be practicing together. All 12,000 of us will be doing the same practice together on Mondays, and I think that's really important to foster and deepen this incredible sense of community that we are creating. Also, if you are a member of the Sangha, you'll get other emails from me during the week with commentary on the theme of the week, and you'll get a longer, like an hour video from me once a month with a deeper Dharma talk and more instruction. And there are other features that go with this too, as you know if you've joined. And if you're interested, there's a link to find out more about this at the bottom of this page. So it's a very exciting new step for us as a community and for me as a teacher. At some point in our practice, we all reach a crossroads. And when you want to go deeper, when it's time for you to go deeper with your practice, I want to be there to offer you something to support that intention. And the Open Heart Project Sangha, again, that means community, is that offering. And for me personally, this is a crossroads too. It is a chance for me to really own my deep love of teaching and my deep love of you, this incredible community. And it's a step for me too. And I find it all extremely exciting and a little scary and very, very hopeful. As you may have heard me mention before, I have no doubt that we are building the meditation community of the future, one that is completely non-denominational, totally real, totally warm, totally deep, and totally virtual. So I think we can all think of ourselves as pioneers in this regard, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking this step together. It really means a lot to me. At the start of a new phase, it is always appropriate to go back to square one, and that is the topic and theme of our meditation today. Square one, when it comes to meditation practice, is not being a really great meditator. It's not saying, I'm going to practice meditation every day for the rest of my life. It's not even sort of making meditation the most important thing in your life. None of those things are square one when it comes to Dharma practice, spiritual practice, meditation practice. Square one is the contemplation of what we call basic goodness. The notion that right now you already possess all the wisdom that you need. You are already completely worthy. You were born with this deep kind of worthiness and goodness and sanity as a person, and those are your birthright. And when we practice our meditation with the understanding that that is what we are reconnecting with through our practice, this basic field of decency and value, it makes our practice alive. It makes it challenging. It keeps it on the edge, and it prevents it from getting stale. When we practice with the idea of this is going to improve, I'm going to be a better person because I meditate, or there's something wrong with me and meditation is going to fix it, then the practice can become quite stale and onerous and kind of burdensome. So, you know that as we practice focusing on our breath and sitting with our thoughts, we are also practicing reconnecting with this ground of basic goodness, worthiness, decency, sanity, that in order to rediscover, all we need to do is relax. And when we do, we automatically come into possession of wisdom, the great wisdom that already exists within us, profound compassion that is we are born with in our hearts. Nobody is born without compassion. We are all born with this tenderness and vulnerability that is the ground of compassion. And when we sit, we also recover the tenderness of our hearts. But far from making us sort of wimpy, nice people, we also rediscover our basic fierceness and power. Because when we sit in meditation and find our wisdom, find our compassion, we also find our strength. We find our authenticity. We find our unique brilliance that is not separate from your personal power. So sometimes I think people think, oh, meditators, they're just nice or whatever. And okay, yeah, maybe you are nice. Sometimes you probably aren't. Sometimes I'm not. But it goes beyond nice and reconnects you to this field of extraordinary capability and life force and power. So the three qualities of the awakened mind, according to Buddhist thought, are wisdom, compassion, and power. They are all, I don't know what the right word is, they are all a part of the fabric of basic goodness, as are you and as am I. So as we begin this new phase together, let's remember, you don't have to even believe in basic goodness. In fact, believing or debating with yourself, that's like an obstacle. So don't believe in it. Just contemplate it. And P.S. Sangha members, our monthly longer Dharma talk is going to be on this subject, so look for that on October 3rd. And the way I like to reconnect with this notion of basic goodness is what I'm going to share with you right now. And it's not a, I believe it because the Buddha said it. It's not, some people are good, some people are bad, but I choose to believe that underneath everyone's good. That's kind of bogus. Instead, I like to start my practice by saying these four lines, and we're going to do them together. And again, you don't have to believe them. The important thing is not your beliefs. The important thing is how you feel. It's how you feel when you say these things. So all you have to do is notice, what does this bring up in you when you say these four things? Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel confused? Does it make you feel angry? Does it make you feel hopeful or hopeless? No problem. Each day you will feel something different, but it's the contemplation that's important. So let's begin. We're going to start our practice right now. So take your seat, get settled, please. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you're in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And by the way, going forward, there will be varying degrees of instruction, just to out of thoughtfulness for those that have heard the beginning instruction a billion times. So as we begin, relax. You can keep your eyes open or closed for this part, but say to yourself silently the following four sentences, and again, just notice how they make you feel. I like to put my hand on my heart when I say these things, and you can, but you don't have to. I am basically good. This doesn't mean, I'm basically good. It means the basic substance from which I am formed is goodness. I am basically good. Me. You. All beings possess such goodness. Just just see how it makes you feel to imagine that all beings possess such goodness. Knowing this, my heart opens. When my heart is open, I can be powerful. And my heart is open, I am powerful. So let's begin our practice. From this contemplation of the truth of basic goodness, whether you believe it or not, is completely excellent. But just from contemplating whether it is true or not, take your seat with a sense of worthiness, dignity. And to reconnect with your worthiness and dignity, you just have to sit up straight. Automatically, there's this sense of goodness. The hands rest palms down just above the knee, and the biceps are parallel with the torso, which just sort of encourages the right posture. Let the belly relax a lot. Feel the strength of your back body and let yourself fill with that sense of strength. Feel the softness of your front body, your belly, and your heart, and let yourself also fill with that softness. These two, strength and softness, are not exclusive. They mix. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth, delightfully, is closed. Because you don't have to talk, and it is so awesome to be able to be quiet. So let yourself also fill with this sense of quietude. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. And the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet or 1.5 meters in front. Just let your eyes rest on that spot. And let the eyes be very soft, super soft. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Like there was a string from the top of your head up into the clouds, just sort of being gently pulled up. Place your attention on your breath, or notice that you are breathing. Feel that you are breathing. Feel the breath coming in on the inhale, and feel it dissolving out on the exhale. Your mind may be chatty, it may be quiet. All of those are fine. Either of those are fine. Your mind will continue to make thoughts even though you're sitting in meditation, because that's its job. No problem. Most of your thoughts will not really distract you. They'll sort of come and go rather quickly. And you will be able to retain focus on breath. But occasionally you may notice, whoop, I become absorbed in thoughts. And I've forgotten about my breath. Yay. It's great to notice this because you just woke up and saw where you were, and now you have options. And the choice I ask you to make at this point is to let those thoughts go. The content is irrelevant. Come back to your felt sense of breath and begin again. Just breathing together. Thank you so much for practicing together. And if you're in the basic group, I'll see you next week. And for the Sangha group, look for more from me this week and this month on basic goodness and your profound worthiness. Thank you.